Morning, everybody. If you have your Bible, please turn to Galatians chapter 6. Please all stand as you read the Word of God. Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8 and 9. Everybody got it? Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, and I just pray that you'll speak through me, Lord. Let the words that I say be your words, Lord. Let them hear my voice, but let the power be from you. When I pray, you'll prepare their hearts, Lord, just help us pay attention, Lord, and get something out of this message. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, I want to talk to you guys. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now we all, when someone reads that verse, you all think, okay, now we're going to get told that we shouldn't do anything wrong. We know that we shouldn't do those things because God's not mocked. And the first thing I want to tell you is, you do need to remember, God is not mocked. So don't deceive yourself thinking that you can get away with things. God knows everything that we do. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So what does that mean? That means God sees everything that you do, all the bad things you do, all the good things you do. So you can't get away with anything. Even if you think you're getting away with it from your parents or from your teachers or whoever, God sees. God is not mocked. I looked up the definition of mock. The definition of mock is to laugh at, to ridicule, to make a fool of, or to defy. Now, when you're trying to deceive people and do things wrong and get away with it, you're trying to deceive God, and you're mocking God. That's what that verse says. God is not mocked. God's going to make sure that when you're doing things wrong, you're going to get in trouble for them, that you're going to somehow get caught. Even if you don't get caught by somebody, God knows what you're doing, so God will bring things in your life to let you know that you're doing wrong. That's the chasing of the Lord. So you can't get away with things. But what I want to talk to you about is verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As Christian kids and as Christian adults, Christian people, we are supposed to do good. We are supposed to live a holy life unto God. The problem is the world thinks that we're weird when we do that. Kids your age might call you a goody-two-shoes or might call you a goody-goody and say, well, what do you mean you don't do anything wrong? You don't watch bad shows on TV, you don't cuss, and you don't want to be around those things. And sometimes you get discouraged. And that's what the Bible's saying, be not weary in well-doing. Don't be afraid to be a Christian. Don't be afraid to be a good kid. Amen. It's all right to be a goody-goody. Yes. God wants us to be that way. Yes. And it's okay if you are. And don't feel bad if somebody says something to you, don't say, man, I don't know, I just don't want to be called a goody-goody. I want to be a cool kid, or I want to do things that other kids do. God wants you to be a good kid. God wants you to be a kid that doesn't do things wrong. God wants us adults to be the same way. And it's the world tells you it's okay to do things wrong. It's okay to do things that go against the Bible. That's fun. That's why all the commercials you see on TV for drinking, they make it a big party. They make everybody laughing and having a good time. So in your eyes, when you see it, you think, well, that looks like fun. That looks like a good time. Look, they're all enjoying themselves. They're all laughing, having a good time. So we automatically think, well, maybe we should be able to do that to have fun. That's not, they don't show you the bad part of drinking. They don't show you the part where you're puking your guts out because you got drunk. They don't show you where people get killed because of drunk drivers. They don't show you where people die from alcohol all the time. Kids in college will go off to college and they'll start drinking, and they'll go on a drinking binge, they'll get alcohol poisoning, and they'll die. Yep, right. The first time that they drink, because it affected their body. Yes. The first time somebody does drugs, they could die from it because you don't know how it's going to affect you. But they don't ever show you those things. Right. They just show you the good part. God is telling you, be not deceived. We always worry about the lost world. We always worry about the world. The world is not lost. I mean, the world is not saved. The world isn't like us. They don't have our spirit. This verse says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We have the Spirit of God. If you're a saved person in here today, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. The lost people don't have that. So they can't, they're not, God is not mocked. Be not deceived. You have something that they don't have. When you die, you get to go to heaven. When they die, they're going to hell. They may deceive themselves and think they're going to have a good time here on earth and have fun and do everything they want to do. All the lusts of the flesh, that's what our body wants to do. They're going to do everything they can and have a good time here. But they're going to spend eternity in hell. A good time here on earth, if you live 80 years, you think, man, that's a really long time. That's a very short time compared to eternity. Eternity lasts forever. So would you rather have a good time here on earth, drinking, thinking you're having a good time, doing all those things that your body wants to do, that your flesh wants to do, but then spend eternity in hell? That's what the world has. We have the Spirit. The Bible says that we crucified our flesh once we accepted Christ. So now, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That means since we're alive in the Spirit, because we're saved people, now we need to live our life that way. You need to live your life according to what God wants you to do. What is the advantage of that? Well, you think, why should I live my life that way? All these people are having a good time. All these people are getting rich. All these lost people have all this money. Look at Hollywood. They're rich and famous. They have all these cars and all these nice big houses. What do I have? What do Christian people have? Because we look at Christian people, we think Christian people have to be poor. We have to be poor to be a Christian. You don't have to be poor to be a Christian. Sad to say is a lot of Christians aren't rich. A lot of Christians are poor. But the Bible says it's better to be poor and live for God than to be rich and live like the devil. Those people in Hollywood, they have a lot of money, but they're not really happy. You know why? Because happiness comes from God. Happiness comes from having the Holy Spirit living inside of you. That's what you have. That's the advantage you have over the world. They have all the money, they have all the wealth, they have everything that they ever want, but they're not happy. You say, well, they always look happy on TV. They're actors. That's their job, to fake everybody out and pretend they're happy and pretend they're having a good time. But they're always getting divorced. They're always getting into drugs. All the kids that grow up with a lot of money, a lot of them get into drugs, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of them on TV that are on Disney, how their life turns out. Their life does not turn out good, even though they're rich and have a lot of money. So don't be deceived. The Bible says, "Don't be not mocked. God is not deceived. When you do things wrong, you're going to pay for it. You're going to get caught. But also don't be deceived in saying, well, what good does it do me to be a good Christian and be a good kid? God sees that too. God sees the good and the evil. God sees when you're doing good. God wants us to do good. The Bible says that if we do good, we'll have go to Proverbs chapter 3. So don't be deceived thinking God doesn't know that you're being a good kid or you're not going to get rewarded for that. You'll get rewarded for that. Proverbs chapter 3 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. So if you live the way God wants you to live, you're going to get long life and peace. That's an advantage you have over the lost world, living the wrong way. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon thy table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. If you do those things, if you live for God, you're going to find favor with God and also with man. Because if you're a good kid, people are going to be good to you. People are going to be nice to you. People are going to enjoy you being around. But if you're a bad kid, you're going to have that reputation of being a bad kid. Nobody's going to want to be around you. Nobody's going to want to have their kids have anything to do with you because you're a bad kid. You're a bad influence on their children. Yep. If you're a good kid, then people are going to say, hey, I like that kid. You can hang out with them. Yep. You can have them over. You can be their friend. Because your parents will tell you shouldn't be friends with that person. Yep. Why is that? Because they don't want you to be influenced by what they're doing wrong. Yep. So if you're a good kid, you're going to have favor with God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So you're going to have health to your navel, which is your body, and marrow to your bones. You're going to have strength to your body. So all those things of being a good person and living the way the Bible tells you to live benefits you in your physical person, in your physical being, and giving you health. It says in chapter 4, verse 10, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." And then turn to chapter 10, verse 27. "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth." All these things that these few verses that I'm telling you, and there's plenty of verses in the Bible, if you read your Bible, which is what you're supposed to do as a Christian, if you read your Bible, you'll know that being a good Christian kid, living the way God wants you to live, is good for you. It's good for your physical being, it's good for your mental being. When you get in trouble, do you enjoy that? Do you enjoy getting in trouble? No. I hate getting in trouble. When I was a kid, I hated when I got in trouble. And I got in trouble. And I hated when my dad found out, especially, because I was afraid of my dad. I feared my dad because my dad was going to punish me. Most people I know don't enjoy getting in trouble. So that weighs on your mind. It weighs on your spirit. It weighs on you because you've got in trouble. When you're a good kid and you don't get in trouble, your parents might give you ice cream. Your parents might let you do things. When you get in trouble all the time, your parents aren't going to let you do nothing. Right. And that's the thing. It's okay to be a good kid. Yes. It's okay to be a good Christian kid and do what God wants you to do. Yeah. I had a man ask me one time, says, "What do you do for fun? If you don't drink, you don't go to parties, you don't watch movies, what do you do for fun?" I enjoy coming to church. One of the funnest things that I do is coming here and listening to God's word. And now, one of the funnest things I get to do is preach. Yes. I really enjoy that. I enjoy talking about God. I enjoy talking about the things of the Lord. I enjoy hearing other people's testimonies about what God's done for them. People of the world don't understand that because they don't have the Spirit. They don't have Holy Spirit living inside of them. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you if you're a saved person. If you're not a saved person, then you have no idea what I'm talking about because you don't have that peace and that Spirit in you. And that's what the world doesn't have that, so they don't understand, how could that be fun, going to church? People think going to church is, I want to go to church, hear people tell me how to live my life. They don't understand that going to church for a Christian is something that you should enjoy doing. You should want to be there. You should want to go and hear the Word of God. You should want, because when the Holy Spirit hears the Word of God, it does something inside of you and it brings happiness to you. But being a good kid is not a bad thing. A lot of times we think, well, God doesn't even know I'm a good kid. I just kind of get, because a lot of times good kids, they don't get praise. They don't say, "Hey, I'm proud of you for being a Christian. I'm proud of you for being a good kid." We kind of always migrate towards the bad kids and concentrate on them. We need to concentrate on the good kids. Amen. We need to concentrate on you guys are doing well when you're behaving, that you should be commended for that. Like yesterday at the field trip, you guys all acted very well. You guys did a very good job of representing Bethel Baptist Christian Academy and representing God. Because when you, as a Christian, you do represent the Lord Jesus Christ and represent God. And that's what you have to remember. And when you do that, you should be praised for it. You should say, you know what, it's okay that you're a good kid. I'm proud of my kids, that the way they act. I'm proud of you guys, the way that you act. A lot of times we focus on the bad, and that's what you always think. Well, no one even notices I'm a good kid. No one ever tells me I'm a good kid. I just go about my business and I get passed over and it doesn't even matter. It matters to God. Amen. The Bible said God sees all the good and the evil. So God sees when you're being a good kid. God will reward you for that. That's what that verse says. Be not weary in well-doing. You'll get your reward if you faint not. Faint not means don't stop being a good kid just because you don't see it. Because, well, I don't ever get anything. I see all these bad kids. They're getting cars and they're getting, you know, all this stuff, all these football people, they get scholarships. What do I get? I can't even go to college because I can't afford it. God will reward you in ways that you may not be able to see in money and monetary value. God will reward you in ways that you don't think that God's doing it, but God is. God gives you, the main thing you get is heaven. The world doesn't have that. But you also get that peace that nobody else can, the world does not have, that nobody else can give you but God, and you have that happiness inside of you. And that's what you have to try to find in your Christian life, is a happiness with God, godly content. If God doesn't ever give you a lot of money, then you have to accept it. That's not what God wants for your life. If God doesn't ever give you give you a scholarship somewhere, or God didn't give you the physical ability that he gives other people. God gave you what he gave you for a reason. God made you who you are, and you have to be okay with that. But continue being a good kid. Continue being a good Christian. God sees it. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. God's not, you can't say, well, God, you don't even see it, because you're basically calling God a liar, because God sees it. The Bible says in Matthew, when Jesus Christ got baptized, he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." You know why he was well pleased with Jesus? Because Jesus did what he was supposed to do. He went and got baptized the way God told him to by John the Baptist. So he said, "This is my Son whom I'm well pleased." If you're a child of God, you're God's son. I want God to say of me, "That's my son in whom I am well pleased," because I'm living my life the way he wants me to live. And God will say that to you in heaven one day. He'll say, if you do what you're supposed to do as a Christian, when you get there, he's going to say, "Thou good and faithful servant, I'm well pleased with the way you lived your life." And that's going to last forever. That lasts for all eternity. The things down here are temporary. So don't worry about what other people get. Don't worry that they might be getting more than you're getting. You're going to get your reward in heaven if you don't get it here on earth. But God will reward you for being a good kid. God will reward you for doing what's right and doing what you're supposed to do. We just have to remember, we have to continue doing that. We can't just do it for a little bit and say, you know what, it ain't even worth it. I'm going to go do what I want to do. Because that's what a lot of Christians do. They'll be a Christian for a while, and then they'll say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'd rather have all this other stuff. But that's because they're living in the flesh and not in the spirit. You have to live in the spirit. You need to get into this Bible. You need to come to church. You need to listen to preaching. You need to think about what God does, what God wants you to do, and what God has for you. Let's live in the spirit. Living in the flesh is doing everything that your eyes want to do, your eyes see, and everything that we want to do as human beings. Because our body and our spirit are fighting against each other. There's a constant battle. Because your flesh wants to do bad, your spirit wants to do good. That's what you have to understand. You have to live in the spirit. Living in the spirit, if you sow to the flesh, you're gonna reap bad things. If you sow to the spirit, you're gonna reap good things. That means if you do what God wants you to do, good things will happen to you. If you do things that your flesh wants to do, bad things are gonna happen to you. It's not real complicated. Be a good kid. It's okay. Your parents love you no matter what, but your parents would rather have you be a good kid than a bad kid. Yes. And you might make a mistake. That doesn't make you a bad person. That means you just made a mistake. Right. But if you're a person that continues to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, willingly sinning, willfully sinning, and it wasn't just a mistake, then you need to check your salvation for one, but you need to get back in the Bible, and you need to get on your knees and pray and ask God to help you. If you make a mistake, pray and ask God to forgive you, and move on. Because we're all going to make mistakes because we're human. Yep. That doesn't mean you're a bad kid. Be a good kid. God's not mocked. God sees if you're a good kid. God sees if when you're doing well. God sees when you're doing good. God will reward you for that. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity to preach, Lord. I thank you for the kids that are here, Lord, and I thank you for them being attentive. Lord, I just pray that they'll take to heart what they heard, Lord, and they'll apply it to their lives, Lord, and I just pray that you'll bless them, Lord, and show them your goodness and mercy, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Let's give a great hand. It is easy, and almost every Baptist preacher will agree with this. Out of the dregs and made themselves a good person. Very, very seldom will you hear a preacher praise a kid that never came out of the dregs. Very seldom you'll hear hundreds of messages preached on the prodigal son, but very few messages preached on his brother.
Right.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with being the prodigal son's brother. There's nothing wrong with being the kid who never messed up. There's nothing wrong with being the kid who stayed fud-dud his whole life. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, we should find more things right with that.
Yep.
See, what you got to understand is you don't have to come back from being a person that added rebellion to their sin, because that's what happens. You're a sinner. Whether you're good or not, whether you're still a sinner. But it's when you start adding rebellion to that sin that you start to become the glory to God. We have a God that cares enough about us that he will fix our mistakes and correct them. Don't add rebellion to that mistake, because then it's on you. I thank God we've got good kids in here. I really do.
Amen.
I don't know any one of you that's in this room that is rebellion on top of your sin. And you better not start while you're in this school, because you won't be in the school very long. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to start making more praises to kids that are continuing to be Christian,
yep,
staying being Christian. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to apologize for kids that stay good and refuse to do things that they ought not do. I'm not going to be afraid to praise kids that don't drink alcohol. I'm not going to be afraid to praise kids that don't get into drugs. I'm not going to be afraid to praise kids who keep their noses clean while they're here. I'm not going to be afraid to praise kids like that. And I'm not going to be afraid to call kids out that start adding rebellion to their sin either. And yes, I will accept every one of you if you add rebellion to your sin and come out from among that and come back as a prophet. I won't be against you. I'll embrace you and love you. But it's so sad that we take less time praising the kids that never go to the hog pen. We take more time praising kids that literally come back from filth and from the mire. And yes, the Lord still uses them. But how much greater could the Lord have used me if I wouldn't have come out from the sin? How much greater could I have been for God if I wouldn't have done things that I shouldn't have done? How much greater could I have been? Here's a question you got to ask yourself. Are you willing to trade a few years here for eternal rewards there?
Yep.
That's what it boils down to. Would you be willing to trade? Just give God 10 years, the next 10 years. Would you be willing to give him the next 10 years to have the Lord be willing to praise you and hold you up for eternity and give you rewards for eternity? Would you be willing to give just the next 10 years? We have no scope of what eternity is.
Yes.
We have no thought about that.
Right.
Can you imagine the Lord saying, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," instead of, "Boy, you came close. But if you'd have just given me that 10 years that preacher was talking about, if you'd have just given me that life that Mr. Shell was talking about today, if you'd have just let me have that," you know, this world is going to be forgotten when we get to eternity. It's going to be forgotten. The craziness and here's another thing, we're almost done, but I don't care. It's a question I get for adults. When did celebrities become the last word in intelligence?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
When did Morgan Freeman become the most intelligent man on the earth? When did Danny Glover become the most intelligent man on the planet?
Yeah.
When did a celebrity become smart?
Right.
The vast majority of celebrities in the past were all dumb.
Yep.
And the people treated them that way.
Yep.
Today, if you're on TV, you've got to be brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. The vast majority of people on TV are not brilliant. I got to be honest with you. Your pastor's got more in their little finger than the vast majority of celebrities out there now.
Amen.
Your mom and dad have got more in their little finger, and I guarantee you they got more intelligence about your life than all of those people out there combined.
Yep.
We can't wait to listen to Dr. Phil and Joe Osteen, all those clowns out there. We can't wait to listen to them. But I got to be honest with you. They don't know your life. Your parents do, your teachers do, your preachers do. I think we ought to listen to them a little bit.
Amen.
And if you listen to them for 5 minutes, every one of them will tell you, stay away from alcohol.
Yep.
Every one of them will tell you, stay away from drugs. Every one of them will say, stay away from having boyfriends and girlfriends. Don't even think about having boyfriends. I don't even like the thought of boyfriends and girlfriends in this school. I really don't.
Nope.
I know you're going to have those thoughts. I hope the boys have thoughts about girls. Because if you start having thoughts about boys in here, you're not going to last long in this school. And some of you I'm worried about. I don't want those kind of relationships culminated in the teen years. I don't want them.
Yeah.
I don't. Your parents may allow it. I can't stop it. But here, I don't like them being culminated. I really don't. You got a lot of other things that you got to be worried about.
Amen.
You know what it takes to be a good kid? It's so simple. Do you know what it takes to be a good adult? Same thing.
Yep.
Obedience.
Yep.
Amen.
Submission. Realizing that God loves you more than this world loves you.
Yep.
And being willing to trade your life here for that life there. Changing your attitude. Sin is about attitude. I hope you know that. It really is, especially with teenagers. It's about attitude. I got to be in youth for 10 years. Can't believe my hair's not gray. 10 years. It's all attitude. It really is. From front to back, there's never been a kid. If they keep the right attitude, their life stays straight.
Yep.
If they change their attitude, their life goes haywire. It really does. Doesn't matter what. It's not being the sinner, because we're all sinners. It's the attitude of the sin. It really is. You did a great job. See, these men, I hope you understand. This man is trying to change the lives of youth in our church.
Yeah.
Trying to change their lives. We're fighting for your life.
Yeah.
Building lives today, conquering life tomorrow, is not something I just threw out there because it's catchy. I want you to be Christian people when you leave this place.
Amen.
I want you to be Christian people while you're in this place. And I can force my will on you while you're here. Because I'm just that ornery. I don't care what anybody says. You're going to be good while you're here. I don't want the world in here.
Amen.
I don't want you bringing the world in here. I don't want you bringing the craziness of the world in here. I want you to live Christ-like while you're here. Then hopefully when you get out of here, you continue to live Christ-like, because you find it's a whole lot easier to swim in God's stream than it is to try to buck that headwater.
Yep.
I love the fact that these men love you. And one of these days, you get older, you'll realize that these men loved you, that preached to you. You'll realize it.
Yep.
A lot of people say, man, I wish I'd have never changed my life. Can I help you? Don't change your life.
Yep.
Stay good. Nothing wrong with being good. I love that. There's nothing wrong with being good. Don't let people tell you. You know why the people tell you that it's bad being good? Because they want you to be bad, because they feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Let's bow our heads in prayer one more time. Dear Lord, I thank you again for this wonderful message.